Why does God keep us waiting? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. Do you believe the Lord cares for you? That quote that I say every Tuesday is from the letter of St. Peter, the first letter of St. Peter, inspired word of God. Do you believe God cares for you? If God didn't care for you, you'd go out of existence right now. If God forgot you for a second, millisecond, you go out of existence right now. You don't want to equate caring for you, meaning your life will always be easy. You won't have a cross. You won't have a problem. You'll just dance through life without a care in the world. No, don't interpret that statement from St. Peter to mean that, because you'll lose faith. You'll become cynical. No. When I say cast your cares upon the Lord, quoting St. Peter, because the Lord cares for you, That is just a follow-up of what I say on the Monday programs. God, help me to remember that nothing can happen to me that you and I together can't handle. And the reason why I can say so strongly and forcefully and with faith that God cares for you is because there's been a consistent pattern throughout the Scriptures, throughout the history of both the Old and the New Testament, of God taking care of people. Well, it's your call. Do you believe God cares for you or He doesn't? And if you're struggling with that, pray for more faith. We all have to have more faith. We need to pray every day for more faith. Now, every Tuesday this year, I'm going to be sharing a prayer with you. I want to emphasize prayer on Tuesday, because prayer is the ability to let God work in our life. You see, magic is when we put God to work for us. Mystery is when we place ourselves at the availability of God, praying that, "Here I am, Lord, use me. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." So each week I'm going to share with you a prayer, okay? Here's the prayer I want to share with you this week. It's a wonderful prayer. It's a prayer that goes back to the Iona community in Scotland. And it has to do with the way I introduced the program today. The question I asked, it's a haunting question. Why does God keep us waiting? Let me share the prayer with you, then I'm going to make some reflections about the prayer. You keep us waiting. You, the God of all time, want us to wait for the right time in which to discover who we are, where we must go, who will be with us, and what we must do. So, thank you for the waiting time. You keep us looking. You, the God of all space, want us to look in the right and wrong places for signs of hope, for people who are hopeless, for visions of a better world that will appear among the disappointments of the world we know. So, thank you for the looking time. You keep us loving. You, the God whose name is love, want us to be like you, to love the loveless and the unlovely and the unlovable, to love without jealousy or design or threat, and most difficult of all, to love ourselves. So, thank you for the loving time. And in all this, you keep us through hard questions and with no easy answers, through failing where we hope to succeed, and making an impact when we felt we were useless, through the patience and the dreams and the love of others, and Jesus Christ and His Spirit, you keep us. So, Thank you for the keeping time. Amen. Don't you find that a profound prayer? I mean, certainly it's an adult prayer, right? You know that Christianity is basically an adult religion. Little kids really can't have faith. They might have budding faith. They might talk like they have faith. When do you find out? Beyond a shadow of a doubt, when do you know that you really have faith? Well, when you find out life is not fair. Because when you find out that life is not fair, you have to make a choice. And the choice is a rather obvious one. We either choose to believe that God loves you, despite all the injustice and unfairness in your life, or you're going to say, there can't be a God who would allow this to happen to me, and you're going to walk away from God. You're going to keep God at an arm's distance. When do we find out life is not fair? Well, beyond a shadow of doubt, we find out somewhere in our young adulthood. And once we make that decision, then we start discovering, and this takes a while, we start discovering how God writes with crooked lines, how He writes straight with crooked lines, how He takes the illogical and makes it theological, how He makes sense out of the nonsense. We start having an adult relationship with God, based on friendship, based on the willingness to trust, moving towards intimacy. And that's what I like about this Iona prayer, from the Iona community. Because it talks about why God keeps us waiting, so that we can discover who we are and where we must go and who will be with us and what we must do. And God will not come into our lives like a bull in a china shop. So you have to understand, dear listener, that to have a relationship with God, who's God, and we're not God, takes patience on our part. The ability to wait, not fatalistically waiting, the ability to wait with trust. And as we move deeper in this relationship, this friendship with God, we see in new ways. So that's what the second paragraph in the prayer. You keep us looking. We develop new ways of seeing people. New ways of seeing hope in a world that's filled with so much despair. We find ways of making this world better. And so God wants us to keep on looking. Let those who have eyes see and ears who hear. And then, of course, the last part of the prayer is all about loving. You keep us loving. And it's hard to continue to love consistently as you grow older because of the disappointments, because of the people who haven't loved you, or because you were betrayed by friends. It's hard to consistently love. Only by the grace of God can we do that. And God's name for us Christians is love. St. John says God is love. And God wants us to be like God. To love the loveless, the prayer says. And to love the unlovely. And to love the unlovable. To love without jealousy. Or design or threat. And then the prayer says something very interesting. Something we all know. It is most difficult of all to love ourselves. Because to love ourselves has nothing to do with selfishness. To love ourselves is not to become self-centered or egotistical or to pamper ourselves. To love ourselves is to give us the gift of falling madly in love with God and imitating God and striving with all our resources to fulfill God's will for us. And so with all the hard questions and no easy answers, and the prayer admits that, times we failed, and times when we felt we were useless, if we hang on to our dreams, if we're patient, and we let God work in our lives, then this prayer becomes a reality in our life. And we thank God for letting us wait, for helping us to look, and to keep us loving. How's your prayer life, folks? Do you have a good prayer life? Do you spend time developing your prayer life? Have you allowed prayer to be one of the highest priorities in your life? You need to do that. Absolutely, you need to do that. If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. You're going to run on empty. You're going to try to solve all the problems in your life and other people's life just by yourself. And you're going to finally collapse. No, you got to pray. Until you're convinced that prayer is the best use of your time, you won't find time for prayer. So we need to be men and women, especially if we profess to be followers of Jesus Christ, who got up early in the morning and slipped away to pray, who gave us that wonderful example. We need to be people of prayer. If you're a morning person, find time for prayer in the morning. If you're a night person, find time at night. And then in the course of the day, your busy, busy, busy day, pray on the run. Have a little conversation. Take sanity breaks at red lights. When you stop traffic, pray, pray, pray. And there'll come a time like St. Francis when you're not so much saying a prayer, you'll be a prayer. And that'll be a wonderful gift we'll give our world. Okay, here's today's food for thought. It comes from the wonderful Indian inspirational holy man Mahatma Gandhi. He wrote, The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. And that's true, isn't it? Weak people can't forgive. I don't think they can. It takes a lot of strength to be able to forgive, let go of the pain. Who are our prayer partners today? Well, I'd like you to pray for podiatrists, the people who deal with feet, you know? Our feet have to support all our weight. There's more bones in our feet than in the rest of our body. So please pray for podiatrists that they can help people, especially if people have to stand on their feet a great deal for many hours because of their job. May they get comfort to their pain, the right type of shoes, the right type of orthotics. May God bless podiatrists. Okay, now comes time to see if I can make you smile or laugh, all right? This guy dies. Well, he's dying, I should say. Hasn't been to church for a long time. Asked to see a priest. Wants to go to confession before he dies. Priest comes to him, hears his confession. Priest says, all right, you made a good confession. I'm going to give you a few sins. Here's your penance. I want you to say an Our Father. Father, I can't remember an Our Father. It's been that long. Can you say Hail Mary? No, I don't remember Hail Mary. Will you know any prayer? He says, well, one prayer I remember is the Angelus. Priest says, you know the Angelus? He says, yeah. Priest said, okay, say it. And the man went, boom, boom, boom. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. Send me your prayer intentions. You can send me a check. Make it out to Tash, Inc. for my hospital in Oaxaca, Mexico. Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.